Hello and welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, Netflix password sharing crackdown continues, Bing integrates with ChatGPT, and Twitter chaos continues. Netflix is ending its leniency on password sharing and rolling out fees for extra member sub-accounts for those outside of the household. The charges will start in Canada, New Zealand, Portugal, and Spain, and then will launch in other countries such as the US and the UK. Netflix's efforts to monetize account sharing comes after its deepest subscriber losses in a decade and amid intensifying competition from new streaming services such as Disney+, HBO Max, Peacock, Paramount+, and Apple TV+. To counter the competition, Netflix has launched cheaper subscriptions with advertising and is pursuing strategies including an account sharing crackdown it had previously dismissed. The fees vary by country, with prices in the official rollout being higher than the initial tests. In Canada, for example, the fee for an extra member is nearly half the cost of a standard plan. If the same pricing is applied to the US, each extra member would cost roughly $7.50. The basic with ads tier in the US costs $7 a month. Microsoft has launched a new version of its search engine, Bing, which integrates the latest AI technology from OpenAI. The company has deployed the ChatGPT technology, which has taken the world by storm since its launch last year, in the biggest threat to Google's dominance in the web search industry to date, marking the start of an AI arms race between the two companies. Bing will respond to search queries with more detailed answers, as well as offer a chat feature for users to better tailor their queries. The new Bing is already live with a limited number of searches per user. Microsoft has been investing billions in AI and announced a multi-billion dollar investment in OpenAI last month. Microsoft have also announced a premium tier of its video chat and messaging software, Microsoft Teams, featuring ChatGPT, with analysts believing that ChatGPT has the potential to be disruptive to multiple professions. Twitter has introduced a new feature for its premium Blue service subscribers, longer tweets. Blue users, who pay £8 a month, now have access to 4,000 character limits compared to the standard 280 characters for non-paying users. However, this announcement was overshadowed by technical issues, as many users were unable to post tweets due to a daily limit message. Twitter support acknowledged the problem and stated that they were working to resolve it. This is not the first issue that Twitter has faced since Elon Musk took over the social network late last year, as he has also laid off a significant number of staff, leading to criticism about the reliability of the service. Despite concerns about longer tweets causing more scrolling, Twitter assured that users' tweets will be capped at 280 characters on their timelines, and they would have the option to click and read the full tweet. In addition to these technical issues, users also reported that TweetDeck, a popular social media dashboard app used by journalists and businesses, has gone down. Screenshots suggest that TweetDeck might soon become a feature exclusive to Twitter Blue, but the company has yet to make an official announcement. That's all for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.